But this universe consists of paired dualities. What is the converse of authority, Mr. Rico? He had picked one I could answer. Responsibility, sir. Applause, both for practical reasons and for mathematically verifiable moral reasons. Authority and responsibility must be equal, else a balancing takes place as surely as current flows between points of unequal potential. To permit irresponsible authority is to sow disaster. To hold a man responsible for anything he does not control is to behave with blind idiocy. The unlimited democracies were unstable because their citizens were not responsible for the fashion in which they exerted their sovereign authority, other than through the tragic logic of history. The unique poll tax that we must pay was unheard of. No attempt was made to determine whether a voter was socially responsible to the extent of his literally unlimited authority. If he voted the impossible, the disastrous possible happened instead, and responsibility was then forced on him willy-nilly and destroyed both him and his foundationless temple. Superficially, our system is only slightly different. We have democracy unlimited by race, color, creed, birth, wealth, sex, or conviction, and anyone may win sovereign power by a usually short and not too arduous term of service. Nothing more than a light workout to our caveman ancestors. But that slight difference is one between a system that works, since it is constructed to match the facts, and one that is inherently unstable. Since sovereign franchise is the ultimate in human authority, we ensure that all who wield it accept the ultimate in social responsibility. We require each person who wishes to exert control over the state to wager his own life, and lose it if need be, to save the life of the state. The maximum responsibility a human can accept is thus equated to the ultimate authority a human can exert. Yin and yang, perfect and equal. The major added, "Can anyone define why there has never been a revolution against our system? Despite the fact that every government in history has had such? Despite the notorious fact that complaints are loud and unceasing?" One of the older cadets took a crack at it. "Sir, revolution is impossible." "Yes, but why?" "Because revolution, armed uprising, requires not only dissatisfaction, but aggressiveness. A revolutionist has to be willing to fight and die, or he's just a parlor pink. If you separate out the aggressive ones and make them the sheepdogs, the sheep will never give you trouble."